Welcome to Transformation Church Podcast. Have you ever felt spiritually drained or disconnected? This Charged Up series will help you stay plugged into God. From wherever you're listening, we hope you're encouraged by this week's message.
We wonder why people do outlandish things or marry people on a whim or do all these other things. It's usually because there's a pain running in the background that has never been addressed and it comes out in secondary emotion. The reason why some of y'all so stingy? Because there was a pain of poverty. And now you don't address it because I got money. And then God asked you for 10% because you didn't even qualify for anything that you ever got. And you said, 10%. Do you know what I can do with 10%? And God said, do you know what I could do with your life? But the reason that greed and stinginess and all of those things come because usually there's a pain that has not been addressed in our life. And if a pain is running in the background, it will drain you from what you are called to do, from your greatest potential. But the thing that we can take comfort in is that we had a heavenly Father who knew what we would deal with. And so he sent his son, Jesus. And it tells us in Hebrews 2:18, it tells us that Jesus understood what it was to deal with pain, to deal with suffering, to deal with stress. It says that for he himself suffered when he was tempted. So because he went through the same type of pain we go through, he's able to help us. It says he is able to help us and able to do everything we need when we are being tempted. I want everybody to see that your pain does not negate you from your future. But if you don't deal with it, you can pray all day. You can worship. You can do it. That's why even in this holiday season, a lot of y'all gonna go home. And there's a lot of pain there from stuff that's never been addressed and never been said. Does it feel like when you go to vacation sometimes, you need a vacation from vacation? It's like, I mean, everything seemed good. Everything was, but when you got in that environment again, you haven't dealt with it all year. But the pain of some of those situations, and you see Uncle John John come in and Uncle John John touched you when you were young. When you tried to tell your mom, nobody believed you and say, Uncle John John wouldn't do that. So you felt isolated and you felt like nobody would care about you. And so now when people take advantage of you, you still don't say nothing and you're 40 years old. Well, I just picked up the extra shift because nobody would do it. No, they took advantage of you. And since you were 5 years old, they've been taking advantage of you and you thought nobody would care. And so that pain in the background now is playing out in everyday life. See, I'm talking about real stuff this morning. I'm talking about stuff that you understand. Why do I do that? Why is this cycle always happening? Because there may be a pain in the background that you haven't dealt with, that you haven't confronted. And God is saying, today, I want you to cast that thing out of your life. Because he wants you to reach potential. He wants your prayers to work. He wants you to change a generation, but you can't do it without being charged. But you cannot be charged to your full capacity and things are draining you that you ain't even using. Pain will drain you. Let me go to the third one. People. Uh-oh. Well, I guess we hit it then. I guess we got it. But if we think about it for real, people running in the background of your life will drain you. This is how I can tell you people drain you. Because there's about three people right now, if they came and sat right next to you, everything in your life would change. I mean, your attitude, your eyebrows, y'all know how... Everything would change. And it's crazy because the enemy uses people to come into our lives when we're on the path walking right. It seemed like everything's been going good. I've been tithing. I've been praying. I've been walking with the Lord. And then I get a DM from him. And you know who him is, whoever him is. Or you get an invitation from her. Or you go to the bank to talk to them about your ATM card and it's that person that you used to do all the stuff with. It like shows up in your life out of nowhere. And many times if that thing has not been dealt with and it's still running in the background, as soon as you see them, as soon as you get connected, as soon as you're reminded, it takes you back to that same place. We have to get wrong people out of our lives. Amen. And I'm saying this, I'm not saying bad people. I'm not saying people that are horrible. But remember what the scripture said at the beginning. It says, if they are hindering you, holding us back, keeping us from moving forward, they don't gotta be in sin. But talking to you all day is draining me. Hearing about your problems all night is draining me. You have not one positive, faith-filled word in your life. You're killing me. And many times we stay in season so long because I feel called to them. I'm saying make sure you're called to them. I'm not saying to abort any assignments God has given, but don't pick up ones he ain't given. Because you don't got the grace for them. And the thing you're reading, like, God, why don't I have enough to be able to do this? Because they are draining you. And anytime anything happens, you call them. Anytime anything, well, we got to be with them. You start feeling like you in a relationship that is suffocating because you are in a place where the wrong people are around you and it is draining you. When you get around the right people, they'll add to you. When you get around the right people, even when they go through things and it feels like it's draining, you do it with joy because God has given you grace for those people. But many of us are walking around because of insecurities, pain that's running in the background. Pain. With people that we tolerate for our own self-esteem. People that we befriend and hang out with for our own well-being. And God's saying it's time to let all those people go. Negative people. Wrong people, stagnant people. If your friends are in the same place they were 15 years ago, show me your friends, I'll show you your future. Some of y'all need to make new friends. They my bestie. They've been with me since, and y'all are in the same place since. I'm not coming after anybody, but I'm saying we should encourage people to progress. But everybody's not going to move at your pace. And if God has a plan for your life to move at a certain pace, and the people that you're around are keeping you in the same place, you have to let them go. Because them running in the background, I'll give you a prime example. You worried because God done gave you a promotion and you don't want to tell them because it's going to make them feel bad about their job. What the heck? You better get your old stagnant, nasty, jealous crab. Let's stop. What I'm saying is that's the thing that we have in our heart, because many people, we can't share the real deal with them, and we can't share what God's, but we can't share our dream with them because they'll kill it. Amen. Well, I see myself being able to do this. Girl, you ain't never going. What? Goodbye. Got to go. Got to let you go, because that running in the background is going to hold me back. I want everybody to see it in the word. 2 Corinthians 6:14 says, don't team up with those who are unbelievers. How can righteous be a partner with wickedness? And how can light live with darkness? Now, I want everybody to see this, because a lot of people over-spiritualize this scripture, and they say, because another translation that you may recognize is, don't be unequally yoked, okay? And so we know this, but I like this translation because it gives us a progression. Put it back on the screen real fast. It says, it has three points of connection. It's saying, don't team up with those who are unbelievers, because if you team up with them, then you're going to begin to partner with them. Amen. You see that next word, partner? How can the righteous be a partner? So team up. If we just get together, it'll turn into my partner. And if it turns into my partner, then it says, how can light live with darkness? If I team up with you and we're not going the same way, then I'm a partner with you, and then I'm going to end up living in that state with you. That's why when you get negative people with positive people, the positive, doesn't it seem like it never over? Like, it never really comes over the negative. Like, you can be positive and you can go and tell a negative person something all the time. And if you team up with them, then you start getting sad. Yeah. I'm like, oh, well, I thought I wanted to go to Disney World, but maybe Six Flags is okay. And then when you start living there, you'll be like, well, just can't wait for the Tulsa State Fair again. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because you partnered with them, you teamed up with them, You partner with them, then you ended up living there. This is why you can't get in a relationship with a dude because he's fine. No, hear me. This is why you can't get in a relationship with a woman because she's banging. Like, pop, 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 pop. Pastor Mike, you don't even understand. I understand that if y'all team up and you partner and you live in the same place, that is what you're gonna have. And God says, if they are slowing you down, keeping you back, if they are holding you, you gotta let them go. If people running in the background is hindering you right now, it's time to let them go. I'm gonna give you one more. Well, let me just say it like this. Yeah. Family can be those people. See, and I don't mean to cause anybody any pain, but there are some things that we've been dealing with our family members for years. Working for approval of people that don't pray for us. Being held to a standard that has no godly bearing, but is just in our generational line. You a Johnson. Johnsons do this. God said I do this, but you a Johnson. That. I can't do that because I'm a Johnson, because I'm a Christian first. When I became a Christ follower, it literally told me that my identity and my citizenship, I get my name changed on my citizenship. So Johnson, yes, that's how y'all may know me, but Christ follower is how I identify. Does everybody understand what I'm saying? So we're being held to this standard that we keep going after, that God is saying, I never called you to do that. So I need you to hear me, because if you don't, that running in the background, you haven't taken jobs because your mama wouldn't like it. You haven't done things because Uncle Bobo said you're supposed to go to law school. I'm talking about real things that are running in the background. Well, I don't want to go. I'm going to wait till after Thanksgiving to change jobs, because if I tell them I'm really going after my dreams, they're all going to just come. If God said it. See, everybody agrees hindsight. Oh, yeah, we knew he was going to be successful when he was a babe. No, you didn't. But what ends up happening is many people never get to that point because they're stopped at this point. Well, I was thinking I was going, you better not. Because if you do that, and it's pain of people that's running in the background. Last one. Let me give you a scripture with that, because 1 Corinthians 15:33, it says, do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. Just that's a word, okay? Unequal relationships produce compromise. And God hates compromise. The last thing, if it's running in the background, it's going to kill you, your past. If your past is running continually in the background of your life, it is going to drain you to where you have no life. And many of us live in the past. You're here today. But every example that I'm giving, going to the past. Everything that's happening in your life, you judge it by what happened in the past. Every new opportunity is not about what it really could be. It's about what happened last time. Amen. Let me give you this phrase that God gave me last night, and I hope that it helps you. The past, no matter how good or bad, is the prison of your present and the purgatory of your potential. Okay, purgatory means it's the place of torment. So let me say it again. The past, no matter how good it was or how bad it was, is the prison of your present and it is the purgatory, the torment of your potential or your future. If you live in the past, your present is frustrated and your future is non-existent. It's like the guy that was the high school All-American, and he always lives to tell his great high school stories. Now, when you look at him, I mean, he was All-American, number one, state 6A champion 7 years in a row. Okay. Y'all didn't get that? Okay, anyway. But he lives there, and now you're looking at him. He got a pot belly, out of shape. works at a car dealership on 11th, not even like one on Memorial. I'm just playing. I'm sorry. I'm childish. That was childish. Michael, stop that. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just playing. I make good money on 11th. Okay. What I'm saying though is they always relive those moments, but what happened is because they were in the past, they stopped working out. They stopped moving forward. They could be a college coach today, but because their greatest days were behind them and they focused on that, they stopped moving forward. They're not even in the field that they love because they let the past be the summation of their life. So their present now is stifled and their future won't be what they desire for it to be. Let me say it like this. If you focus on the past that was great, it was great, then the present seems like a mistake. And the future will often be your job to negate. So what happens is we make the future non-effective. And in the same way, if you focus on the past and your past was bad, then your present seems sad. And what ends up happening is your future will always stay grounded as a launching pad. They have so much potential, but you're focused on the bad things that happened to you. And so you stay sad and depressed. And so it seems like, man, if they could just get, man, if they would just be. And if people are always saying, if you could just, that means probably there's something running in the background that has stopped you from going to the places that you were created to go. See, nothing beneficial, hear my heart and hear the word of God. Nothing beneficial happens from reliving your past. Nothing. What are you saying, Pastor Mike? I'm supposed to forget that it happened. No, listen, you're supposed to honor the past, appreciate the past, acknowledge the past, confront the past, deal with the past, learn from the past, but don't live in the past. It will literally drain you. Philippians 3. Verse 13, Paul tells us, brothers, I ain't reached this. I've not achieved it. But this is what I do. I focus on this one thing. Forgetting what? The past. I focus on forgetting. I messed up, but I'm going to forget it because I'm washed in the blood of Jesus. That is not who I am. I'm going to set up accountability so that I don't do that again. But I have to forget. I cannot think every time I'm going to try, I'm going to fail. No, this time I'm going to try and I'm going to succeed. Even if I fail, I'm going to get back up and I'm going to try again because this cannot be what continues to replay in my mind. If your past is running in your background, you will not be everything God's called you to be. Focusing on this one thing, forgetting the past, and doing what? Looking forward. To what lies where? Nothing is, the past is done. Well, I was cheated on in that relationship and this, that, the past is done. God's gonna heal you. He's gonna deliver you. He's gonna give you wisdom. Well, I didn't make it into the school I wanted to make it. And he's still gonna use you. And he's gonna still qualify you. Well, my family left me without an inheritance and God's gonna prosper you. And he's going to do great things in you. Well, I didn't know my kids, they acting, and God's still going to use them. And he's going to call them out of darkness into his marvelous light. Well, I thought it was over when I got sat down from the praise team. And God is going to take you and give you a voice. And he is going to lift it up to go to the nation. Well, I thought God's saying, if you just forget the past and look to what's ahead. I want to help somebody who's stuck. That you got to get that out of the background. It says, I press towards the mark. I reach towards the end of the race and I receive the heavenly prize for which God through Christ Jesus is calling us. See, the crazy thing about the past is the past never comes alone. Hear me say this. The past comes with an assortment of friends. Discontentment, comparison, shame, regret, ungratefulness, bitterness. See, when you focus on the past, you start comparing your present to your past. When you focus on the past, you get bitter about wrong decisions you made or things you should have done. Hear me, forget the past because God has something powerful in your future. So what am I supposed to do, Pastor Mike, with all this stuff running in the background of my life? And listen, I only talked about four things. I talked about four things that may be running in the background of your life. Pain, your pride, people, and your past. That's only four. If Now watch, if all of these things are running at the same time, because some of y'all on every note was like, yes, yes, yeah, yeah, like everyone. Now hear me, and I only talked about four. So what happens if there's multiple things running in the background of your life? And I'm plugging in and I'm praying and I'm worshiping and I'm thanking God and I'm all this stuff. And it just seems like by the time I get to Monday, have you ever been in service on Sunday and it's been so amazing? And then by the time you get to 12 o'clock on Monday, it's like, what happened? You may have some things running in the background. So Pastor Mike, what am I supposed to do? Don't just give me that and then just leave me. Well, I'll tell you what you're supposed to do. We'll be gone in 5 minutes. Hear me. What you got to do, number one, is the same thing you do with this phone. The first thing that gentleman did was he typed in my code and then he opened it. See, many of us don't know what's running in the background because we won't open it up. How do you open it up? In prayer, you ask God to show it to you. God, what's running in the background? Let me give you the scripture that's a prayer prayed by David. Psalms 139, verse 23. Don't ever forget this. Search me, O Lord. O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Right here. Point out anything in me that offends you. Because I know if it offends you, it's draining me. And lead me along the path of everlasting life or forever being charged. You read that scripture in Psalms 1 that talks about a tree being planted by the river of water that always produces fruit in every season. You know what that's like? It's like being plugged in all the time. That's what God is saying, but you have to ask him, search me, open it up. Show me the areas in my life when I was a young girl that was last week or that was yesterday or the things that I let my husband or my wife do or the things that I let. God, show me that person who offended me and I don't even know their name. Show me that person, Father God, that I've let. Show me that pain that keeps me going back to that habit or that hobby. Father, show me the generational curses that have been passed down from my grandmother to my mother and now are trying to invade my life. And when you ask God to show you, he'll show you. But you have to activate it, not by just saying, why is this so slow? Why are these things not working? I have to go in myself and open it up. God is not going to do for you what he's called you to do for yourself. He'll heal it, but he won't open it. He'll change it, but you got to open it. Because God's a gentleman. He's never going to bombard. He wants to heal us from the beginning. Sin comes in. He wants to reconcile us. But he says, I got to have your participation in this. So we have to open it. The second thing you have to do. What I do with these things running in the background, I have to understand who can change it. See, when I open up all of these things and I open it, then I understand that there's a choice to be made. I can change this. These things are sucking my battery. I can change it. 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 Like, literally, I can sit here and change my situation. The problem is with your life, you can't change it. So you have to understand who can change it. And who can change it? Jesus. That's why he asks us to allow him in. So he can change it. Look at Romans 8:37. You have to know this in your heart. Now, despite all these apps that are running in the background of your life, all these pains, all of this pride, all of these people, all of these problems. Let's just sum it up with problems. All this is running in the background, but these things cannot conquer you because overwhelming victory is ours through Christ Jesus. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what has happened to you. If you are in Christ Jesus and you open it and you understand that he can change it, overwhelming victory is yours. You need to be able to realize and understand that there is nothing you've gone through that God cannot heal. There is nothing you've gone through that God can't turn around. It says he gives beauty for ashes. Who takes a burnt up situation and make a Picasso? My God. He gives beautiful things for burnt up situations. My family's burnt up. And he said, I'm going to make this into a beautiful testimony. My relationships are burnt up. My things are broken. And God says, I love broken things because it gives me glory. I get to put my creative hands and put the anointing on it and be able to do something that people say, well, they were broken last year and they're whole and moving forward this year. What happened? Jesus came in and he touched my situation and he healed my marriage and he healed my mindset. Got to put his hand. Did y'all see? I can't open it and then just sit here. Somebody's got to put their hands on it. And many times we've been trying to put our hands on it and it don't work. On our pain, on our permanence. You've been trying to Elanya. You be watching, what's her name? Whatever her name is. Y'all be watching her and trying to take what she's saying and apply it to your life. And only Jesus can heal you. Those are temporary fixes. Those are band-aids on bleeding wounds. But God says, any man that be in Christ, I don't just make him a fixed up creation. I make him a new creation. The old things are passed away. He's telling you again, don't focus on that. Behold, I've made all things new. And the last thing you have to do, you have to throw it. Gotta throw it. I done opened it. I understand who can change it. And I want you to see this movement that happens so clearly. If you could just come in a little closer, if you can. What ends up happening is when I open it, I understand that if I put my hand on it and touch it, there's one more action I have to do. I gotta swipe it up. Then I gotta swipe it up. I have to throw it. And I love the little action that it's showing, that it's throwing the thing into a place where I can't retrieve it anymore. It's not in a place that I can see where it goes. Everything that was open closes down, and I have to choose to go back to the app. Who calling me? The devil. No. Y'all just got a phone call in the middle of service. Enemy, you ain't getting no... No, I'm just playing. But the only way... Listen. The only way that I can pull that thing back up is if I choose to go back to that situation and open it. So what you have to do is what 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting all your cares upon him because he cares for you. So I've opened it up. I understand that Jesus can change it. And then I have to throw it. Throw it doesn't look like this. God, I'm sick of this relationship and I am done. Because what happens is many times it's so close to us when we let it go that it's very simple. But when it says cast, when you think about fishing or you think about something that cast, you have to throw, you gotta, that pain of your past, You need to wind up and you need to say, I'm done with you. I literally have identified pride in my life and I'm done with pride. God, can you please come stand in my weakness in this pride and do it? And matter of fact, I'm giving it to you and I'm chunking it. I'm throwing it out of my life. And see what happens is the heavier the situation, the further it'll go when you throw it. See, what I just threw was a towel. Give me that water bottle. Just throw it to me. But when I chunk, watch out. This water bottle, the same level of velocity. See, I don't care what you think. That couldn't be in my life. I don't care who that offended. See, y'all got worried, but it's out of my life. See, some people had to duck, but I don't deal with it no more. Some people may be mad. Well, that almost offended me. That almost hit me. But it's out of my life, baby. I'll apologize. I'm sorry. But I can no longer deal with that anymore. Y'all missed it. And the more things that are weighty in my life, and I throw them, I cast my cares. onto the one who didn't want me to carry him in the first place. Because he cares for me. So I made this real easy for everybody. What's running in the background? It may be pride. It may be pride. Pride's running in the background. So what do we do with pride? We have to throw it. We have to tell pride, you can no longer live in my life. I'm throwing it. What do we do with pain? We take pain and say, you were in my life in one season, and right now, I'm casting you to God. What do you do with the people who drain you and keep you in the same place? You say, right now, I'm putting it on and I'm casting you up to God. My past is not who I am today. It's not who God has created me to be. It's not what I will be. I am throwing that to God. And what happens is the screen of your life is clear for God to put whatever he wants. Amen. To download the new applications, the new purpose, the new direction, the upgrade. He's ready to give your system an overhaul. But he can't do it with all that stuff running in the background.
If God is transforming your life through this ministry, join us in reaching others by partnering with us today. You can give through our TC app or our website at transformchurch.us/give. And don't forget to subscribe to enjoy more messages like this one. Now go and live a transformed life.